many games we played. We would also play.
How did Mama play?
We would also play indoor games. We played Gilly Danda, which is an outdoor game with a long stick and a small stick. You were asking about sports.
Yeah, what's the rule? The rules in that game, Gilly Danda.
I'm the wrong person to say it so correctly offhand like that, you know. You might even print it in your next newsletter and then somebody would say. But anyway, the thing is that the small stick goes across a little hole made in the ground so that the long stick could go, you know, underneath the short stick and flip it as far as you can. But if somebody out there catches the small, that's the gilly. If they catch the gilly, then you're out. But if they miss catching the gilly and the gilly falls somewhere, then the person who has the danda, which is the long stick, they will go and hit it, hit the tips. It is shaped like this. It's like a shuttle. It's thicker in the center and pointed on the two sides. When you hit the side, it will go up in the air. When it goes up in the air, you hit with it. And you can miss. You're given three chances. But if you hit with it, even then if it's caught, you're out. But otherwise, it's far. By the time you've done your three chances, wherever the gilly, the short stick, is positioned on the ground, you have to guess. The person playing the gilly danda has to guess how many measures of the long stick it is in distance from where we're standing, from the hole to where the little stick is flipped over. So now for Baba would be playing, and he hits them very strongly and goes. And then we say, all right, Baba, how far? And he says, 40. 40? Ha! No, that's too much. We're not going to allow that. We said, no. So Baba has to count with his stick. He has to measure the ground with a long stick like this, you know. And then that for which you have to bend half down. And then like this, and then walk along. While you're bending and measuring, you walk along. The grace and the speed with which Baba would do that, whereas we women were on both sides of it, so going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you know, trying to count. Sure enough, 40. We couldn't believe it. How can it be 40? It can't be 40. So Baba looked very innocent and said, shall I count again? Okay, count again. So this time we were determined to catch him cheating. And the twinkle in Baba's eyes with that speed and sure, 40. But there will be the indoor games like pelicans, which you now call jack straws or something. I don't know. Oh, you call something sticks.
Stick up.
We used to call it pelicans. We had, I think it's in the museum in one of the cupboards. Is the most delicate one made of ivory, a Chinese set of pelicans, which are so sensitive, so delicate and sensitive, that even if you breathe a little harder than usual, they will tremble some distance away from you on the bed. And so, the slightest touch, and one of them could tremble, which means you're out. You have to extricate them one by one from this pile of these thin ivory sticks. And Baba, the beautiful fingers of his, to watch him bend over and get it. And we would be holding our breath, ready to say, it trembled, you're out. But no, so beautifully Baba would bring up the biggest number, absolutely the top number. And then all kinds of games. We played Pachisi, Ludo, snakes and ladders. You know how in a certain time they would go down, and then after a while you can go up the ladder because of the dice. Just like every pet, every game, every place. Baba did his work through a lot of mediums, a lot.